The brown vegetable that grows under the ground is called what?
The root?
Well, the...
It's a vegetable though, huh?
Yeah.
Legume?
Has eyes.
Oh, potatoes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a vegetable that is purplish red.
A beet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a yellow vegetable, big yellow vegetable.
I'm trying to think. Big one?
Yeah, well, they're not all yellow. I mean, they come in different. There's a whole bunch of different
squash,
sizes.
Squash?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use a lot of squash.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the little summer squash, and I like the zucchini and the different ones.
Would you say that pumpkins are a type of squash?
Well, I think they're in the same family. Mm-hmm. But when I make pumpkin pies, I just buy the canned.
Yeah, us too. Now, inside a cherry is what?
The pit or the seed? Mm-hmm. Pit.
And inside a peach, what would you find?
Peach. Seed.
Uh-huh. And if you crack a peach seed in half, there's a little thing inside it. What is that called?
That's called, I don't know. And I see, I know what it is. I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know what it's called.
Okay, that's fine. The peaches that the seed just falls out of?
Clean free.
Oh, good one, yeah. Clean free. And the other
time,
I know, peaches.
We had orchards, so I...
That's right. I know you had peaches, though.
Yeah, we had some peach trees and some apple trees, and and mainly it was 80 acres of pears, but then up closer, where the high ground was, we had some fruit trees,
mm-hmm.
peaches, and
mm-hmm.
A few apples, and different things,
mm-hmm.
and grapes.
Mm-hmm.
My father, really...
Wow, he was a workaholic.
He really was, and he was a businessman, but we had all those things. It was it was really pretty in the valley.
That's been great. You can spread jam on bread, or you could spread something similar to jam.
Preserves?
Well, without
jelly?
Jelly. And there's little things that grow out in the forest. They're about that big, and they have caps on them, they're called.
Mushrooms?
Mm-hmm. If they're poisonous, what do you call them?
Well, I think they're still mushrooms, but they're poisonous mushrooms.
Okay. Dried meat is called?
Beef jerky?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever eaten any, but...
Well, there's that, and then there's the kind of partially dried meat that is you keep in a jar, or you buy it in a jar, and then you make a creamed dish out of it.
Oh, I know. Is it in a can, too?
It might be in a can. Yeah, it might come in a can.
Yeah,
but it's partially dried. It's not.
And it's red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I used corned beef.
Corned beef?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. Is that the same as chipped beef?
Chipped beef is a little bit different, but corned beef, you can buy in a can. You can also buy it other... But it's, I used to make corned beef hash, and it was really good.
Yeah. I love corned beef, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen chipped beef. I don't know what that is.
Chipped beef. It's more or less, I think, except it's pulled apart.
Okay. A fat pork that is cured in brine.
Yeah.
Or would you, something that you would cut up and add to like beans for flavoring?
Or ham hock.
Well.
Or, that's...
I don't think that's exactly a... Because this, I don't know what
bacon
exactly
or bacon rind? Or...
Well, is that the same as salt pork?
Salt pork, yeah. I think the bacon rind salt pork. Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog and packed in a casing.
Tribe.
You call it tribe? Okay.
From the intestines and the...
Well, no, it's made from the jowls and head of a hog, so just the head.
Just the head.
And the cheeks. I would say the cheeks and the head.